Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, I was sharing the story of a man witnessing to his supervisor at work. So listen closely as we finish that story today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
What does the old WWW stand for? Well, let's again look here at the verses that we've just read from verses 14 and 15. The first W, then, is the witness. You see, we've been looking at God's way. Now we want to see the way in God is leading us. And so the first thing is the witness. The witness. Now, you know, today you have people with the first WWW. That's a faith book. Today, the second WWW has people on Facebook. When Facebook dies, Facebook will still be here, for it's an eternal book. So again, verse 14 says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son." When you see and testify, you are a witness. As a matter of fact, isn't it interesting? Witness is a noun that can be changed into a verb. You witness, and in its verb form, you're telling what you've witnessed. Okay, it's both a noun and a verb. When it comes to salvation, we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." So then we become new creatures in Christ. I think of a man named Billy. Billy could not speak a sentence without a cuss word in it. I believe that he was so unconscious of it that they had him in the warehouse where he worked as the manager, not just for his management skills, but they didn't want him speaking to customers that way. It just flowed out so naturally that many times if a customer did show up in the warehouse instead of the store, they would hear his filthy mouth. Well, one day there was a new employee that witnessed to him, and Billy would say some hard things to that young man, but the young man would just smile at him and keep on going. Well, after a while, Billy was preparing to go on vacation, and he said to the young man, "I'm going to be going on vacation in a week." Now, understand, the young man that's witnessing, that's doing the witnessing, is witnessing to his boss. And the boss says to him, "I'm going to be out of town for a week. I won't have to hear you talk about this stuff to me for a week. As a matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, you can take your God," and he said, "where to cram God." Now, my friend, that's evil. Now, the young man this time just shook his head and didn't smile. Kept a grim look on his face, but said nothing. He had witnessed to him on several occasions. Now it was up to God. This young man had witnessed to him. The very next day, Billy is waiting for the young man to come to work. He says, "Clock right in, come to the back of the warehouse with me." Now he's thinking Billy's getting ready to tell him off, fire him, beat him up, or whatever. The young man doesn't know. When they got to the back of the building there by themselves, he said, "Thought about what I told you last night, yesterday." He says, "When I got home and started to lay down, it's just like God reminded me of it, and it was almost like he was going to kill me if I didn't get this thing right. And he said, I asked for forgiveness, and I asked him to save me, but I'm not sure if I did the right thing or not. Would you tell me once again how to get saved? And of course, that young man led him to Christ. And you see, what had happened, the fear of God got a hold of his heart from words that he had said, but those words were born out of the fact that he had just pretty well blasphemed God. But the word, having been planted in his heart, now began to bear fruit. And so, there was a change in Billy's life. His cussing stopped almost immediately. Why was that? He was a new creature in Christ. Later, he would grow in the Lord and become a deacon in his church. But you see, Billy's life changed when he got saved. Now, we have a salvation being preached out there today that I have my doubts about. Is it a salvation? Titus 2, verse 11 and 12, it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, if you get a true salvation, that salvation that God gives, you deny, that is, you turn from ungodliness and the worldly lust. You seek to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Your life is changed. Now, you'll still sin. We all do. And so you'll still sin, and you'll still do things wrong. Okay? So don't get that. Don't get wrong on that. And Billy still sinned. But what I'm trying to say is that God changed his life. And this salvation is that's been preached by so many that's without repentance. It's an easy believism. It's almost like say these magic words, say these words, and you become a part of this secret society. Well, no, that's not what you're doing. The Bible likens your salvation to marriage. Now, I'll tell you what, Nell, when you get married, it changes your life, does it not? And that's what salvation should do. Now, what changed Billy's life? It was not the young man, but his witness that the Spirit of God used, the witness of Jesus Christ, who had come to save his sinful soul. Now, as the story goes, that same Billy is in heaven today. Can you imagine him thanking God for a witness on the job? I can imagine he has done that many a time. But let me ask you, have you told anyone? Have you told anyone Jesus Christ died for us and rose from the dead? You know, he gave us a command to witness the gospel. Tell others how he saved your soul from sin through his shed blood and resurrection. And as you believed and repented, he changed your life. One of the things I like to do when I give a tract, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not always consistent in doing this when I give it a track, but I do it quite often. I'll say it's a salvation track, and I'll say, would you read this? It's very important to me because what's in there is what changed my life. And you tell somebody, oh man, something just changed his life completely. I better read about that. And they'll read that. Ezekiel 33:8-9, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Now just imagine, in the story I've told about Billy, that young man never witnessed to him, and Billy died without Christ. That young man was in a position to witness to Billy, and he didn't do it, then the blood would be on his hand. He says, nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, what does it mean, blood on my hands? Well, as that man is cast into the eternal lake of fire from the white throne, one sees that person that should have witnessed, maybe feared to witness to him. And they'll have the shame and loss of reward. Instead of a reward placed in their hand, a crown in their hand, the blood of that man is in their hands. He's cast to the eternal lake of fire. No, the Christian doesn't go to the lake of fire. But it's not till after the great white throne judgment that we see in Revelation 21 that God wipes away all tears from their eyes. Oh, the loss of reward. God so loved the world, he has entrusted to us this great witness. Ezekiel 33:11 says, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil. For why will ye die?" Now my question is, are we so cold? We don't care if they die and go to that eternal lake of fire where they never cease to exist, where they're tormented day and night forever and ever. Do we have that coldness about us? Because we're afraid we won't get a promotion if we witness, even in off hours? Oh my goodness, how ashamed at his appearing. So we have the witness, but the second W here that we see in this passage is the will of God. Again, we saw the way to begin at verses 11 through 13. Now in verse 14 through 15, we're seeing some other things here. We're seeing the witness and now the will of God. This is why he sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And that's what it says there at the last part of verse 14. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. This is the will of the Father. Now, I like the way Dr. Henry Morris states it in his commentary. God says the Savior, not a Savior. And we'll see that when we get to 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, where it says, "And this is a record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life." That's short but straight to the point, stated clearly. You have him, you've got life. You don't have him, you don't have life. That's why we read in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.